good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he didn't cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Ogama, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. And I guess this portion's brought to you by Native Roots Radio Trading Post down there. We're moving to the fair here coming in August, and we're at all your local, local powwows will be there too, selling swag and all the beautiful gifts we have. So we are closing downtown for a couple months to reamp the whole Dayton's project. So stay tuned for that too, because we'll be down there for the Christmas season again. So we're excited to do that. We got a couple guests today, Ogama. Can you talk a little bit about who we got? We got Fancy Nancy, who's usually on Tuesdays, and next week that we're back on, we're going to be doing Rock the Vote Native Style via Native Roots Radio.
Yes, really looking forward to that. So yesterday for Tuesday, we had a special report from Antonia Gonzalez and Rhonda Lavaldo from National Native News, and they talked about the National Congress of American Indians, which means that for today, we have Nancy Bolio alongside Bob Blake for this Wednesday. Nancy also has a special guest today, and Nancy's guest is Roy Walks Through Hale, and Roy and Nancy will be talking about the project up in northern Minnesota called Red Robes Ranch, headed by Sasha Bolio and others. So I'll let Nancy talk a little bit more about that when she joins us a little bit later on in the show.
Yeah, really excited. It's that time of year again where we're going to be rocking the vote and really vetting out these politicians because, I don't know, I guess we're sick of it.
So you're definitely sick of it.
So without any further ado, and see how I speak French there, Ogama. I know Wendy's usually proud of my French skills. We're going to go Ogama with the news that you don't hear anywhere else. Welcome, Ogama.
Hi, Animbuju, everybody. I'm Ogama Ganuakwe. My name means strong golden eagle woman, and I'm a member of the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota. I have some news for you today. As always, I like to start out with a little bit of water protector news. Good news in the drop the charges fight. All charges for Sihasem were dropped as of late last week. So that was very exciting. Basically, when we organize, there is progress that's made, but there are upcoming hearings that are happening. So I wanted to make sure to highlight those. You want to save the date for the jury trial for July 14th and 15th for water protector Shanai Mattson, and also for the pre-trial for July 20th for the Shell River 7. So Shanai Mattson actually helped to organize a wonderful event that I was at last night. The water protector art event at the Pink Slip in Minneapolis was a one-night art show of art created by people in the movement, and it was absolutely stunning. It was really, really great to see everybody again. But however, Shanai is currently facing charges of she's facing a gross misdemeanor for conspiracy, conspiring, aiding, and abetting criminal trespass on critical public infrastructure pipeline is her charge. She's pled not guilty to these charges and now has to face a jury trial in Aiken County. So Thursday, July 14th and Friday, July 15th, starting each day at 8:30 a.m. and concluding at 4:30 p.m. at the Aiken County Courthouse at 209 2nd Street Northwest in Aiken, Minnesota. You are invited to gather and hold space and rally outside the courthouse. There will be drummers and breakfast and lunch will be served. Those entering the courtroom would be able to witness defendant Shanai Mattson in court as she faces a jury and tells the story of the violation of her and others' First Amendment rights. Mattson is one of the first people charged in Aiken County who will actually have a jury trial, and she may be the only one being charged with conspiracy based upon a speech she made and her role as a movement organizer. Other charges against water protectors, especially charges made on January 9th of 2021, were targeted for Native women who were visible leaders in the movement. So keep an eye out for that. But I don't know if you all remember the Shell River 7. The Shell River 7, including one independent journalist and five elders from across Turtle Island, were part of the seven, including Winona LaDuke, who in peaceful prayer and song and dance and lawn chairing tried to stop Enbridge from drilling under the beloved Shell River. And they are now facing pretrial happening in July as well. So that pretrial is starting July 20th, I believe. So you're definitely going to want to save the date for that. The gatherings again start at 8 a.m. and hearings start at 9 a.m. Wednesday, July 20th. That one is at the Wadena County Courthouse at 415 Jefferson Street South in Wadena, Minnesota. There will be courthouse rallying and eating of breakfast, of course. All seven have pled not guilty to several charges and will attend contested omnibus or evidentiary hearings. So make sure you come with love for water, artwork, and bring your friends. So that's going to be really exciting. And that action from the Shell River 7 took place, July 19th, 2021. And then the weekend of July 15th and 17th, you can camp with Honor the Earth on the Shell River. They are having the Shell River reunions, and that is July 15th through 17th, so you can make sure to show up for that one at the Shell City Campground near Huntersville State Forest in Monaga, Minnesota. So that's another big event that's coming up as well. And then this weekend, Camp McGeezy is having a fry bread taco fundraiser from 12 p.m. until they're sold out on July 3rd. They're going to be at 4407 East Lake Street in Minneapolis. Tacos will be $8. A fry dog will be $3 and fry bread will be $2. That is another event that's happening out here. Robert, how are you feeling about the U.S. Supreme Court right now?
Hating on them. And we got something else coming up here real soon, too, that they'll be voting on getting rid of all the departments like the Natural Resource Center or Natural Resources so they can pollute this country even more. So I'm really grooving on the fact that we're not doing anything. Biden's not doing anything by like loading up the Supreme Court and getting rid of these fools, you know, all these Trumper dumper Supreme Court people. So I don't know. Is that what you want to mean?
I'm about to probably make your opinion of the Supreme Court a little bit worse. So according to Indian Country Today, just about 8 hours ago, the Supreme Court has now limited the scope of the historic McGirt decision. So the McGirt decision was out of Oklahoma this last year, and it said that it ruled that Native Americans who commit crimes on the reservations, which included much of the city of Tulsa, could not be prosecuted by state or local law enforcement and would instead have to face justice in tribal or federal courts. So now just today, the Supreme Court ruled in a case limiting that scope. There was a 5-4 decision that said now Oklahoma can prosecute non-Native Americans for crimes committed on tribal land when the victim is a Native American. So it just effectively erased it. Indian Country Today reported on this and said that tribes, Native lawyers, and advocates were really disappointed in the decision, and the Muscogee Nation called the ruling a really alarming step backwards. The tribe said in a statement that it hands jurisdictional responsibility in these cases to the state, which during its long pre-McGirt history of illegal jurisdiction on their reservation, routinely failed to deliver justice for Native victims. And now they're hoping for the best, but that the Muscogee Nation is not optimistic and the quality of effort from the state of Oklahoma will be any better than pre-McGirt. So similarly, the Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. said the court folded to what amounted to be a social media campaign by the state and ruled against legal precedent, congressional authority, and federal Indian law. So basically, Principal Chief Chuck Hoskins said the court failed in its duty to honor this nation's promises. So that is happening as well. So it begins, right, Robert?
Yes, it does. And we're going to have Nancy Bolio up next. Thank you, Pina Gigi Ogama, for the news that you don't hear anywhere else. And that update, really appreciate you letting our people and our relatives and our allies know. We'll be right back after this short break with Nancy Bolio.
Navigating COVID while protecting yourself can be difficult. Fortunately, there's a hotline you can call with any questions. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on vaccines, booster shots, and testing sites. Right now, booster shots are available to anyone over the age of 18 for those who are eligible. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline can also help with housing, food, medical, and educational support. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19, vaccinations, booster shots, or testing, please call 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to Jay Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at Jay Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. This portion's brought to you by Native Roots Radio. Hey, I just wanted to say that. I don't have the sheet in front of me, Ogama, so you're going to have to help me out if you have the sheet. Hey, we're back. We're back. We're missing Wendy because she usually does the little intros here, the couple seconds going on here. But hey, we're with Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350 and MN 350. And I know you have a guest coming up, and we're kind of practicing now, you know, Rock the Vote Native Style coming up right after the fourth here. Native Roots Radio presents Rock the Vote Native Styles, co-starring Nancy Bolio and Robert Pilot. Welcome, Nancy.
Well, welcome and bonjour, everybody. Again, I'm Nancy Bolio, and I'm the Northern Organizer for Minnesota 350. I reside here on the Leech Lake Reservation in Northern Minnesota. So I'm holding space in a lot of different ways, and I want to talk about some of those spaces in a short minute. But first and foremost, I want to give a big shout out to all the water protectors, earth defenders, treaty keepers that made it to Ashland, Wisconsin this last weekend. Unfortunately, because of family matters, I had to stay close to home and feel like I missed out on such a great event and relationship building, and always here in a good way to support them moving forward. But at the same time, we have a lot of work here to do in Northern Minnesota when we think about, you know, the continued threats to our natural resources and to our way of life. And thinking about, you know, talking about the Supreme Court just a little bit ago, they also ruled for that prayer on the football field. And, you know, to me, that feels like an attack on us in an indirect way. If we show up in our sage bowl, or even try to, you know, attend a graduation ceremony with a fair, we're treated in a whole different way. And so I think, you know, thinking about our work here across Turtle Island, when we talk about voter registration, it's also about voter education and making an informed vote. So I look forward to creating some of those political spaces with Robert and with MN350, our partners at Honor the Earth, when we talk about getting our people out to the polls and what it looks like to make an informed voting decision. So this last weekend, I had a pretty eventful weekend, despite that I had to stay home. I got to door knock alongside with Jamie Becker Finn and Jen Schultz, who's running for Congressional District 8. And we actually were supporting the campaign for Reed Olson for Minnesota 2A, who's running against Justin Eichhorn. And I got to shut the volume down on my computer. But so I was out door knocking, and then attended the rally with Jamie Becker Finn for the Roe versus Wade. So I got to build some more relationship there and help be a voice. The future is kind of dark here, so we are finding ways to show up on the front line. And then I got another opportunity to show up in another beautiful space. It was a drag show here in Bemidji, and our host was Christian Taylor Johnson, who showed up at the DFL convention in drag when we got the treaty resolution passed. So I want to give a big shout out to Christian for opening the door for all of our Two-Spirit people, or however you want to show up. That in this party, the DFL party, we show up as treaty people, and there's a space for all of us there. And so again, most of the time we do not define ourselves as DFLers. We are treaty people showing up within these parties, because again, treaties are nonpartisan. So Christian gave some words, some good words on his platform at the show about treaties and how we need to protect water and how we need to come together to continue to build community and that people power and fight against this ugly Supreme Court. This country is just unraveling, and we need to do something about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we have learned a lot since the last cycle. And we're going to get out there and get the vote out, like, tremendously. And I'm excited about that. It's an uphill battle, but I think there's really some clear, clear examples why people should get out and vote now. And I think, you know, when 70% of the country is for something and the Supreme Court rules against it, there's something wrong with what's going on here. And, you know, we have to get our more progressive politicians out there, Nancy. Ogum and I were talking about this a couple shows ago, and what's going on is that status quo is good, and look what's happening with status quo. Now we have 50-year-old Supreme Court things. We got people praying on the football field and intimidating their students. If they don't pray, they won't play. You know, it's an upside down world, and we really have to fight back, because I feel like our old white Democrat politicians have not been doing anything for us.
Right. And I think that's why it's important that, you know, as Native people, we continue to create spaces and talk about that treaty obligation that we have. They are nonpartisan. But first and foremost, what we need to do is find some healing. And then when we find healing, we're going to find some resiliency, and then we're going to build that people power. So I think, honestly, you know, I was talking with Dan Jourdain from the Bemidji City Council today for almost a good hour. And we talked about what the work looks like. And it's really based upon our people saying we had enough and we have rights. And until we find ways to find healing, not just for ourselves, but for our communities, we'll learn how to be resilient again. And we feel part of our work in northern Minnesota is creating space where we can find, places where we can talk about what it looks like to show up in a political party and remind them that we're still here. And I think, you know, moving on to our next guest is why this kind of space that we want to talk about with Roy walks through Hale, why that's important, why healing is really critical to us moving forward. Because, you know, with this the system that was designed to oppress us. It's hard to navigate our way through all that and find a good way to show up and be powerful about that. And so we're here to show people the way, and we're feeling good about it. Despite how dark this world is, we know that we've had some accomplishments and big wins in the past. And matter of fact, I'm holding on to some real good news right now. And Ogama knows about it, but I'm not in a position to share that yet. So I'm going to ask the readers to stay tuned in. And I'm thinking on Tuesday, we'll be able to share that if they haven't heard about it yet.
Wow. I haven't heard about it. I'm out to lunch here. I wore my treaty shirt. I don't know if you see that. I wore my treaty shirt in honor of you, Nancy, because you are a treaty expert here. And we're all treaty people, and it's the supreme law. It's of the land. And when we talk about the land, we talk about Turtle Island, and the colonizers wrote that thing. So do what you got to do.
We must have been thinking about each other, Robert, today, because look what shirt I got on.
Right on. Resist.
Yeah. Yeah, we always got to resist in a good way, I tell people. And, you know, with the good news I have to share, or not share today, it's kind of like, you know, that's where a lot of my good energy is today. But what it does, it fuels my passion to keep doing what we're doing, because I know we are doing what we're supposed to be doing. And that's what's really powerful about the spaces that we're creating. And, you know, I'm excited to visit with Roy on the show today and talk about what healing looks like and how it's important to the work that we do here on the front lines, on the political front, in every space that we hold. So, yeah, I'm excited to share the good work at the Red Roads Resistance Camp.
Yeah, we see Roy in the bullpen there. He's walking around. Maybe we'll have him join here. We only got a minute before we go to commercial, but why don't you just maybe introduce and give everyone a teaser with Roy, who's walking around. Hey, Roy, welcome.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think he's still trying to chime in there, but Roy walks through Hale. He's a great guy. There he is. He's, you know, located there up on the Red Lake Reservation at the Red Roads Resistance Camp. And the camp is basically an indigenous-led Anishinaabe educational and spiritual and ceremonial place. And again, like I mentioned earlier in the show, that these spaces are needed because, you know, there's a lot of trauma and injustices that we have to continue to deal with. And we're not doing a very good job at that. And when I visited with their the ranch a couple of weeks ago, I felt like good energy. And I felt that we as the community need to support, you know, this ranch, because there's a lot of good stuff about to happen, already happening. And I want to introduce Roy Walks Through Hale, and welcome.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, Nancy, and come back and do it up all over again.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by. Stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hello, Minneapolis. It's Randy Rhodes on your radio in the heart of the Midwest every weeknight from 10 to midnight on AM 950.
Hi, this is Laura. Tune to Food Freedom Radio this week when we'll be talking with the Center for Food Safety about their nanotechnology working group. What exactly is in lab-grown meat? We're going to find out. Also, we're talking about a long-term food activist's journey across the country, his joy and justice journey. They're promoting slow food, heirloom seeds, and the book We Are Each Other's Harvest. Tune to Food Freedom Radio this Saturday at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Food Freedom Radio on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM 950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM 950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow this summer, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out on line.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. With the warmer weather, you might be noticing your allergies picking up. And while outdoor allergies are annoying, indoor allergies can be just as bad. Did you know as many as 1 in 5 Americans suffer from allergies caused by particles frequently found inside most homes? One of the best things you can do to relieve indoor allergies is by having your air ducts cleaned. And Zero Res can help. Right now, you can take $75 off your air duct cleaning when you book your appointment at ZeroResMinnesota.com and say you want the AM 950 special. Plus, you can also get 3 rooms of carpet Zero Resified from the Twin Cities' number one carpet cleaner starting at just $149, plus a free room of fiber protector, a $60 savings. And Zero Res can clean more than just your home. Ask about getting your business professionally clean, too. So breathe healthy, happy, and clean with Zero Res by booking your appointment at ZeroResMinnesota.com to get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for just $149 and get $75 off your air duct cleaning. That's ZeroResMinnesota.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies overnight with a low around 75. Thursday, a chance for rain with a high near 90. And Friday, sunny with a high around 82.
It's Angela Warner from Warner Stallion here letting you know that this is it. Our lowest prices of the season with 5% savings you won't find anywhere else on refrigerators, washers, and dryers. Oh, and free dishwasher installation, too. Shop your local Warner Stallion today.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back, everyone. This portion is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice. Hey, we lost our guest here. Let's add him back on here. Nancy, why don't you take it away and do a little of your famous interviewing right now. Nancy Boley of Bemidji 350.
Great. So I want to welcome this space to Roy. He comes from the Red Robes Resistance Camp on the Red Lake Nation. And I just want to say I had many opportunities to stand alongside these awesome warriors. And I want Roy to shed a little light on some of the spaces that they're creating there and why we're here today, because I feel it's important, you know, again, that we take care of ourselves and we take care of each other. And I think Sasha and Roy are onto some really good things here. And so, Roy, give us a little insight to some of the things that might be happening up at the Red Lake Resistance or the Red Robes Resistance Camp.
Yeah. You know, good afternoon, everyone. Introduce myself. My name is Roy Walks Through Hale. I'm an enrolled member of the Nez Perce tribe, Oregon and Idaho. And I moved over here, you know, about 4 years ago. I met Sasha, you know, she's my fiance. And it's an honor to, you know, walk beside her. She is one heck of a warrior, woman, leader, you know, mentor, protector, all those things. You know, it's an honor to walk with these ladies, you know, not only her, but some of the other ladies, you know, the matriarchal leadership. And I'm the manager of the Red Robe Resistant Branch. It kind of transformed from the Red Lake Treaty Camp. That's where we started, you know. But Sasha has been walking this road since Standing Rock. And some of the horses that we have at our ranch, they were at Standing Rock as well. So, you know, then that's what we do. We transform from the Red Lake Treaty Camp to the Red Robe Resistant Ranch. And we want to do horse equine therapy, which is, you know, it's been a long time that our ancestors have been using this as well. And we have an Ojibwe spirit horse who is one of 17 of his kind in the world. And we have one. And we're going to have start breeding him. And there's a little over 280 of them left in the world. They're from Canada. And we want to try and keep that going because the horse has been through what we as a people have been through. You know, the government tried to take them out, and the same thing happened to us. So we can connect with the horse in that way. Also, you know, that we receive healing as well. And we are open to the community. You know, we want to heal our fellow water protectors. You know, we had a rough time last year. You know, the pipes going under like that. We tried our hardest, but it's not over. It's just this is just the beginning, and now we have the horse to walk side by side together to do what we need to do to protect the land, protect Mother Earth, you know. And, you know, some of our goals to have the ranch is like a self-sufficient community. We want to grow our own food. We want to have our own, you know, process our own meats like buffalo and cattle. That way we know what's actually in it. You know, it's good. We helped raise them. And we want to decolonize. I mean, that's what it's, you know, a lot of it's about, having a self-sufficient community, teaching our youngsters, you know, that you can survive and thrive with each other, with the land, with the animals. And that's a big thing, you know, and it's, you know, also land back. We got a lot of things going on. We created this space. The tribe supports us. They support Sasha in what she's trying to do and to bring all this together. And it's an honor to, you know, get to talk here with y'all and to be a part of this movement. I mean, for me, it's a chance to be a warrior again, to fight as our ancestors did, you know, stake ourselves to the ground and fight for what is right. We are the voice of the animals. We are the voice of the water. We are the voice of the next generation, the plants, you know, all those things. Creator chose us to be in that position. So it's up to us to, you know, make a better life for ourselves, our families, you know, and the next generation. And we're still healing through what our people been through. We were talking about this earlier today, you know, what we've all been through as a nation. My grandma was in boarding school, and a lot of us have family members that were also in boarding schools, and the things that they took from them, the things that they went through, we're still healing through that today. So here at the ranch, we have a sweat lodge. We do lots of ceremonies. We, you know, walk the red road, and that helps me, you know, move forward and help youngsters and other people to understand what they're going through. They might not even know they're going through this trauma in their life, and they wonder where it's coming from. Well, you know, it's a generational process what we're going through, and we're just trying to defeat that and break that circle. And, you know, having the horses and being able to do this is an honor. It is awesome. They really feel us, and they're a part of us. We become one. Even clear down to how we're trying to make the horses rideable and be used to other people. We're not doing to break the spirit of the horse. We are trying to join the spirit of the horse in a whole different way, as you know, the little bit harder ways. You know, we don't want to whip them. We don't want to yell at them. We want them to trust us, and it might take a little bit longer, but that's what we're doing. Something different, something new, to join the spirit of the horse. You know, to heal ourselves and to heal our people. And you know, it's not all about. It's about everyone. It's not just about one race of people. It's about everyone working together to better ourselves, to better our planet, to protect, you know, our culture, our ways, and to decolonize. And it's awesome to get to work with the horses because it is very healing. You know, even petting the horse is healing. So yeah. It's an honor to get to work with them and, you know, raise awareness of what's going on. Like I said, we had a rough year. We're still healing. Sasha and I, you know, and a lot of the water protectors went through a lot last year. We sacrificed a lot, you know, our family and a lot of our time and stepping out of that comfort zone of the colonized world. You know, it's hard to have faith and to walk with your, you know, walk with Creator to know that He will be there to protect you because He is. He is there. He'll always protect you. He will always provide for you. And I know that. So I'm just, you know, honored to be able to take that step as a warrior and walk alongside our matriarchal leaders and to be a real warrior today like our ancestors was.
Hey, Roy, that's exciting. How I have two questions. One is, how can we support your work? And is it open to anyone? I know you just mentioned that it is kind of open to everyone. Can you talk a little bit about that, too?
Yeah. You know, and we're there for the future generations, you know, but we also want to incorporate togetherness. You know, we have different ideas, different colors of skin, you know, but we all bleed red, you know, and we're all human. So I think we can all learn from each other, and people are, you know, more than welcome to come check the ranch out, hop on a horse, you know, and see what we do here. And just like at the treaty camp, I allowed, I ran sweats there, and I allowed people to come in from different walks of life, you know, and it was really good that they could get a sense of what it is to be Native, walk the red road, what we've been through, you know, and our ceremonies are very sacred to us. They, you know, some of the songs are thousands of years old, still being sang today, and our ancestors gave us that. And it's up to us to walk with, you know, the right way and to teach our youngsters. And maybe, you know, a lot of people can understand and see what it's about to walk the red road, to try to heal from the generational things that we've been through as a people. And, you know, yes, it is open to everyone. And, you know, there's a number of things we got coming up. There's a powwow, the Red Lake powwow. Is next week. We're going to have our own little stand and area. We're going to make space over there to bring awareness to the tribe. And there's all kinds of people from Indian country everywhere. So they'll be able to witness, and we want to bring the Ojibwe spirit horse there so they can see, you know, the Ojibwe spirit horse, the Western knowledge is that we never had the horse. Well, that's false. The Anishinaabe did have the horse, and they've always been here. They tried to kill them all, and now there's only a little over 280 left. So we're trying to bring them back. So that horse has been, you know, their tribe as a horse has been through a lot, and that's how we can relate to them and heal each other. And we'll be having our own little area at the powwow. We want to make some flyers. We want to make some videos. Red Robe Resistant Ranch is on Facebook. People can tap into there and see, you know, our everyday works and what we're doing and how we work with the horses. And we'll be having a sale, a food sale, like barbecue sale at the powwow to raise money for, you know, what we're doing. Because we got a lot of things. Running a ranch is it's a full-time 24/7 job. There's no break. Even Saturday and Sunday, we're doing something. The horses got to be fed. They got to be taken care of. They got to be groomed. They got to be ridden. And we got to work with them to keep that bond that we have built with them. So there's a lot of needs and necessities, you know, just like the camp, like what we were doing at camp. Oh, we couldn't have done any of that without the support of the people. From all over the world, we had people came to the camp, you know, and actually helped out at the camp on the front lines. And, you know, but also people, they're halfway around the world, they would donate for the things that we need. And we have our list of the things, you know, everyday needs for the horses, because we're just doing all this with, you know, our faith that everything's going to be all right. And it has been, you know, to have that know how and where to turn to and to take care of each other. That's where we really have went a long ways, is to be with each other, help each other, lean on each other. And, you know, that was huge in the fight against the last year against the oil company, Enbridge, was the togetherness.
Hey, right. I want to thank you, Roy, and I want to thank Nancy Bolio. Ogama, go ahead.
You know, I just want to remind people that taking care of a ranch also takes a significant amount of funding. So if you would like to support the Red Robes Resistance Ranch, you can donate on Cash App at Red Robes Horse Ranch, PayPal at Red Lake Treaty Camp, or Venmo at Stars on Stone.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Nancy, for the great guest. Roy Pinigigi, for being on and speaking your truth. You made the show. Up next, we have Bob Blake.
Thank
from
you.
Red Lake. Ho, Bob Blake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Ho!
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
College textbooks have never been more expensive. In fact, textbook costs can make college unaffordable to many prospective students. That's especially true for Native Americans. But a new initiative called Course Breaks wants to help with textbook costs for Native American students. Course Breaks partners with book publishers and tribal colleges and universities to provide free textbooks. But Course Breaks needs your help to continue their mission. Become a donor to help Indigenous students continue their education. To discuss a corporate or private contribution, visit CourseBreaks.com.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, this portion is brought to you by Hauling for Wolves. Hauling for Wolves, saving wolves for future generations.
How?
How?
Oh, man. Do I have to read that again?
We might have to. I don't think I heard Bob with that one.
I know. Bob, man, are you with us, bro? He's got a microphone and everything. Give us a count, Bob.
One, two, three.
Ooh. That was kind of like your old days of Prince there. That sounded pretty cool.
Wow. Hey, check us out.
Yeah, you got a nice little mic there. Turn it up just a little bit. You're nationwide. You'd be working on your podcast along with being on the show. We have Bob Blake, who's brings us the solar news because he is the solar bear. Welcome, Bob. And we've missed you, and we're glad you're here. We see you're in a hotel room, so you must be traveling and speaking your truth all over the country.
Yeah, I'm in Portland, Oregon at the 4th Roadmap Conference. It's a conference that's dedicated to the adoption of electric vehicles and electric vehicle solutions. Because, Robert, as you know, that one of the biggest, our biggest pollutant emitter of carbon greenhouse gases is our, you know, our electrics, our vehicle system, you know.
Yep.
This conference is all set up for people that are trying to bring solutions to this very subject so we can save the planet. And there are so, so many good people out here that are here at the conference right now. And, of course, you know, part of the solution, we need to have Native people, and we need to be at the table to have them hear us too and hear what we have to say. So I am on a panel, and I have to speak tomorrow. I have to speak, but I will be giving them an earful and how I think Native tribes need to be a part of the solution.
Well, bring that mic with you because you sound golden, man. You sound like you're ready to do some voiceover work.
Holy so I God. Have to do a podcast with Morgan Stanley tomorrow morning, and they sent me this cool mic and these headphones, these head beads, and this thing that goes over the microphone.
And, the windscreen.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, you know, they're Morgan Stanley, so they got the money. They can send these out for free to everybody. But
is that Morgan Stanley, the actor, the African-American actor sent you those? No, I'm just kidding.
No. This is the investment bank out of New York.
And, I know, and, I was kidding.
And they sent this to me, and they said, keep it. And I was like, oh, wow, cool, thank you.
Right on. Well, we expect that golden voice and that golden microphone now on every one of your reports. So
I also expect you're going to have to start a podcast, too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've just
I'll,
been
I'll help asking, you with that.
Yeah, yeah. You now that I have this mic, I feel like I'm going to be asked more. Robert, I got. Can I show you something real quick before I give you some news?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, this is crazy, but
look at those solar panels.
Yeah, do you see that, man?
Yeah.
They put me right next door to the solar panels.
Wow.
Isn't the solar bear. They put the solar bear right next door to all the solar panels.
This has been like an unbelievable week for you. You get a new microphone and you sound like God speaking now. If I was religious, I think that's how God would sound, or the creator. And now you got solar panels right next to your hotel room just before you speak. I just don't know.
Yeah, this is – I thought that was a sign. They're like, listen, the solar bear needs to be out right in front of – The solar panels.
Wow. So it's 90 degrees here, and it's end of June, and I'm melting. The world's burning up, and we need to resist, divest, and join a group and run for office. And I know you've done all of those.
Yeah, and you know what? My first story, Robert, and I'm going to pull it up right now. But there was a really interesting story on, about clean energy acting as, in a way to battle these petroleum dictators, right? Around the world, and the pandemic uncertainty. What the pandemic has done to uncertainty to our economic future. And people are really saying now that both of these situations with, you know, Vladimir Putin and, of course, the pandemic now should give Americans, you know, especially these like patriots, right, that are out here like America first, you know, like, hey, you know, this is the way it needs to be. America, a strong America is a good America. Well, Robert, they just did a thing here, and they came out with all these statistics, and a renewable energy America is a strong America, you know? So clean energy will be able for us and anyone around the world to, evade these petroleum dictators. And of course, you know, weather pandemics in the future, because we know we're going to get more pandemics. So Just like we've been saying, Robert, all this time on the Solar Bear for the Solar News, a renewable energy future is the way to go.
Well, we have to be careful, and I don't know if you know this is coming up, but the Supreme Court is going to be voting probably the day before everyone goes on break about getting rid of all the stopgaps here, all the departments. They're going to be unconstitutional, and so we're going to have pollution control gone, and so we're going to run amok here unless we can get our Democratic friends to do something here, and I don't see that happening.
Well, you know, and that's the problem, right, Robert? Because, I mean, we clearly voted for a Democratic president for a reason, right? So there is the executive branch. We have a Congress that is voted more Democrats in that are currently right now. So the country clearly said we want a legislative, branch, right, that are Democrats. The only problem is we have a judicial branch that is full of Republicans, you know. I mean, well, you know, they're supposed to be apolitical, but let's just be honest, they're not. So the way I see it is that the American people have spoken and they want, they want the president and the Congress to do something about this. And right. So, I'm all for stacking the court. Let's stack the court and let's go ahead and move forward and use our legislative and executive power to check the judicial power and go ahead and make sure that these things stop going through and get rid of the filibuster.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the things that we thought were going to happen. And we got derailed because we have two Democrats that are really Republicans that are in the Senate now, and God knows what they're doing. But hey, I know we had you on the last segment here. We don't have as much time as we normally do, but it's great to see you. And your voice sounds great, Robert, over that microphone. I got to get Ogama one of those, I think, because it just sounds really good.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, I love this. Thank you. This is really cool, and it was a really nice gift. But that's the Solar Beer with the Solar News and electric vehicles.
Right on. Thank you, Robert. Hey, we need to resist, divest, and jam out to Redbone. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I've been host Robert Pilot. I want to thank Nancy Bolio. Of course, Ogama with the news and all the other things that she does. Bob Blake from Red Lake. I always have to say that one show, but you know, we need to resist, right? We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Mask up, y'all, and get that booster, get that jab.